Dog Travel Experts. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host Paris from DogTipper.com, who is a travel expert with great ideas and advice about getting out of the house with your dogs, whether it's around the block or around the world. Every week we talk about the joys and challenges of traveling with your dog. Email us your questions to RadioPetLady.com and we'll answer them on the air if you can't call us tonight. We'd like to thank our sponsors and let you know we've invited these companies to be here. And Whole Life Pet will send you a free sample box of freeze-dried protein treats perfect for travel if you send me your mailing address to radiopetlady@gmail.com. Dog Travel Experts is a production of 8 Paws LLC and LT Media Group LLC, which are solely responsible for its content. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 888-627-6008. Our number is 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you. Hey there, Paris. How are you tonight?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
Dandy, is this weekend one of the weekends of our wonderful special friend, the Amazing Pet Expos? I don't want to forget if it is.
It is. This week is Charlotte Pet Expo in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Ooh, nice. That's a very different area. A lot of them are in Texas, right?
A lot of them are in Texas. I think they have 5 shows in Texas, but they are all over the country. There's nearly 40 shows in all. So this one is Charlotte, which is such a beautiful area. And, you know, I was just looking at the listing of all the rescues and exhibitors that are going to be there. And, of course, people can meet Shorty Rossi from Animal Planet's Pit Boss. He'll be there with his dog.
Really neat. It's a really fun way for a family to get out with or without their dogs, with or without their children, and just have a real festival of pets. Pet information, pet products, pet education, and adoptions, which is so fantastic. Some of these expos, other brands of them, actually sell dogs, and we're completely opposed to that. Those are puppy mill dogs that are using a so-called pet expo as a selling point instead of a pet store. So Amazing Pet Expos is the amazing ones to go to. Do not be fooled by a cheap competitor. Right, Paris?
That is right. I mean, they really are amazing. I mean, we have met so many nice rescues there and beautiful, beautiful dogs, whether you want a mixed breed dog or a purebred dog. There's just all kinds there. I just fall in love at each expo.
It must be hard for you. You're lucky you already have two. Having your two big dogs, you're like, I'm sorry, there's no room in the car. That's the lucky part for you.
That's it. John keeps reminding me, we have two at home. So
that's right. Oh, the other day, somebody was trying to prove to me from the Humane Society of the United States that Pet Finder, you could get puppies, purebred puppies. I said, look, John, I don't think so. You know, people want a purebred puppy. It's a nightmare because the internet is full of puppy mill puppies. Every pet store in America, the puppies come from disgusting places. You can't go there. It's really hard to find a reputable breeder. And we all have now very mixed feelings about the AKC, which totally supports puppy mills, not just good breeders. So I went on Pet Finder to show him and I put in my zip code and I put in Weimaraner because, you know, I rescue Weimaraners. I put in,
yes,
Weimaraner baby, meaning puppy. And there aren't any babies, but there was a 10-month-old girl, this long-limbed, gorgeous girl. She was right in Massachusetts. I'm like, oh man, she'd make the greatest girlfriend for Teddy Bear. But I'm like, you know what? There's 3 beds in every room and I don't think there's room for a 4th. They would not invite her to like slide on over and come on in. So we'll just have to wait till somebody goes to puppy heaven. And sort it out.
You know,
then
on a travel aspect too, it's tough when you get over 2.
Very.
It's a little
very
tricky.
In fact, today I took just the young one with me and I was thinking, wow, I used to travel everywhere with my Golden Roma. And it's so cool when you have one dog. And that dog, depending on the dog and where you're going, you barely need a leash. You know, if they're really nice voice trained and you're not someplace with a bunch of traffic, he hopped out. He came and visited everyone at the tennis court. I had to give someone back their keys. He was the happiest guy. Went out and had a tinkle against a tree, jumped back in the car. It's so cool when dogs that love to be in the car get to be with you. Of course, you have the problem of the heat in Texas, so that's another story. But it was 50 degrees today, I hate to tell you.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice and very car friendly. We have a wonderful guest tonight. And a subject that I think will be absolutely fascinating to people. Any of you out there that have a guide dog or have a service dog of any kind, we have a very, very dear friend of my NPR show, Dog Talk and Kitties 2, Gil. His beautiful guide dog, Evie, who was his second guide dog. She was, the first dog was his furry Ferrari. Then came Evie, and she died tragically at 5 of cancer, completely unheard of in a beautifully bred guide dog. And Gil was not able to go anywhere. So he was housebound, basically, until he was hooked up with Pilot Dogs, who finds his dogs for him, his wonderful trained dogs. He was paired with this beautiful, young, blonde, handsome hunk, and his name is Satch. And Gil, we want to welcome you to Dog Travel Experts. You travel with your dogs more than anybody I know that has full vision, and I just, you're an inspiration. It's so cool to have you here. Welcome to Dog Travel Experts.
It's so good to be back.
It's great to have you here. We lived through the tragedy of Evie and the sorrow of losing such a young and beautiful and fabulous guide girl as she was. One of the wonderful things that happened, Paris, is that the lovely people at the Honest Kitchen, who I've been eating their food, well, I should say my dogs have, for their whole lives, and it's like the healthiest food pretty much you can find because it's made in a human food facility. It's all originally raw, then dehydrated, totally portable, and Gil travels everywhere. And, you know, one of his concerns was, we don't know why Evie got cancer, and people often think, well, maybe it's the food. It's just hard to say, really. But he wanted Satch to have the great beginning. So Satch is an Honest Kitchen puppy, isn't he?
He sure is. And let me clear the record. Satch is actually my fourth dog.
Oh, who was before the furry Ferrari?
Well, Sonny the Great was the first one. He was a big yellow, 80-pound yellow lab.
Got
and
it.
Then Golden Lexi, she was a very light yellow lab, 70 pounds, was the second one. Then Great Evie was the third. She was 67 pounds black, and now I've got 95 pounds of pure happy.
Now, one of the things, Paris, that Gil used to do with Evie, I guess he's done a little flying with Satch, although how do you fit a 95-pound dog? He's certainly not going under the seat. He barely fits on the seat. You and Evie clocked 100,000 air miles, am I right?
Yep.
Oh, that is amazing.
Isn't that cool?
That is amazing.
So, Gil, talk to us about – we want to know what it's like. You get to the airport, right? And here you are.
Right.
You've made a reservation. I'm a blind man with my seeing eye dog. So, in theory – that's in the system, but I'm always nervous, even if I ever take my – I used to take my dogs on an airplane. Sadly, I had to put them in the belly of the plane because they were huge and we were going away for many months. But I was always afraid that they wouldn't have it in their computer. Do you ever get to the airport and worry?
No, not really, because it's pretty obvious. You know, he's in harness, and I also have the identification. Pilot issues a photo ID. And so I always, and it kind of throws them because when I go up to the counter and also when I go through security, I hand them two cards.
One is my photo ID.
Oh, Satch has his own photo ID.
My state ID. Yeah, one is my state ID and the other one is the photo ID from Pilot Dog. And they said, we've never seen one of these before.
That's so cool. Now, how do you get to the boarding area? Like, you know, does someone escort you? How do you do it?
I cheat.
good. How do you do it? We want to know all of your tricks.
I have somebody that assists me through security and to the gate. It's
nice.
Just a lot faster, and I find that it works really well. I could do it, but it's I found very early on that by having a sighted guide, you know, from the airport there, that a lot of times we'll get bopped through the VIP line and in security, so we don't have to wait, and that way we can get out to the gate very easily. So I use some of it.
Do people make a lot of fuss about Satch while you're trying to go through these lines, or they try and interrupt you?
Well, you know, Tracy, that I break all of the rules. Most of the schools tell you that the dog is not supposed to interact with people.
Yes.
Well, I found out Sunny right away with my first dog, that they could actually separate that. And of course, you know, no matter how nicely you tell somebody, please don't pet my dog, he's working or whatever, they're insulted because they want to pet your dog.
And especially because they're very proud of them. It's very exciting to see a dog do this job. I mean, it moves all of us, right, Paris? I mean, I get choked up when I see a guide dog and a person.
It does. They've got such important work. And two, people, when you're traveling, you're tense yourself. You've left your own pets at home.
That's right.
It's just so nice to see another pet, you know. It makes you feel good.
That's absolutely one of the perks. And there are some. One of the perks of being blind, because I've always got my partner with me, no matter where. And I've had people say, boy, those poor dogs, they're so put upon, and all you have to do is look at him. He's always got a big smile on his face.
Well, I think they're actually the lucky ones, guide dogs and service dogs in general. They have a job.
Yeah,
Most of our dogs are bored and confused. What am I supposed to do with the rest of my life? Satch knows every hour of every day what his job is.
That's great. We started out this morning. We've been in two meetings today. I'm heavily involved in transportation in the area and nationally, and I've been in two meetings today. And we started out, and we're, you know, off to the meeting, and Satch is there. When the meeting's over, up and off to the next meeting, and we're, you know, boom, boom, boom. Satch makes my life a real, real pleasure, and he makes it very easy to move around because we've never met actually face to face, but I'm not slow. My wife wishes I would slow it down.
You've told me you need a really motivated dog. You can't be ambling along like an old guy.
No,
you're no spring chicken, but you have the spring in your step of a chicken for sure.
Well, and we do roll. You know, I'll apologize to people. I say, well, I'm not moving so well today, and they say, we can't keep up with you.
I love it.
So I guess they matched you to a fast-walking dog at the pilot program?
Well, they do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pilot has been wonderful. I actually got my first dog from them, and he was wonderful. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I've had four wonderful, beautiful working dogs. You know, they make it so easy. I was a good cane traveler before, and I lost my vision from a hereditary retinal disorder called retinitis pigmentosa. So I had a lot of very good vision when I was younger. And
you were a race driver. This is the crazy thing, Paris. He raced cars.
Wow. Yeah,
and I'm also a pilot.
But we're not going up with you.
Familiar with travel before you lost your vision, then. So you were in and out of airports all the time, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you kind of have a picture in your mind when you're walking with your guide dog now of the airports? But I guess you also visit airports you've never seen, though. Some brand new
airports
to you.
Yeah, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get off the plane,
you know,
I'm
one of those males that's not afraid to ask. So I get heading with great urgency somewhere, and then I realize that I may not be quite sure I am. I'll say, excuse me, can you tell me where such and such it is? And it's amazing how many people will say, well, yeah, it's down there.
Oh, no, seriously?
Oh, yeah. And I'll say, well, right, left, forward, back. They say, never mind, I'll take you.
Yeah, really? For heaven's sake. Gil, talk about the GPS that you use. This is one of the reasons, Paris, that Gil did all these air miles. He was, if I have this right, Gil, you were a representative for a company that makes a handheld GPS for people either with a guide dog or without a guide dog, and it talks a blind person through where they are any place in the world. So they're outside the Eiffel Tower, and in theory, that GPS could help you get back to your hotel whether or not you had a guide
absolutely.
Dog.
That's why we can do it independently, because I always know where I am. It's a GPS. The company is the Sendero Group, and they're in Davis, California. And I've worked with them since actually the mid-90s because I was trying to develop GPS, adaptive GPS on my own as I was losing my vision, because I knew how important it was going to be. And I found out about this guy, Mike May, on the West Coast, who had developed the talking GPS for the blind. So long story to shorten it up, we got together, and I've worked with him ever since the company has been in business. I do training with them. We do development work and that, and it's a GPS that's on a the note takers that are specifically developed, which is like a scaled down laptop that a blind person would use that has Braille.
You know, it's not boring, Gil, because in the 90s no one had GPS. No one knew what GPS was. I mean, nowadays it's in people's phones. But that's only in the last couple of years.
We're actually working on an application right now for the iPhone.
Wow.
That's very convenient.
That's really cool.
The thing that's unique about ours are actually some of the most sophisticated electronic GPSs on the market, because the off-the-shelf ones rely heavily on visual, being able to see the street as you go by it,
right.
You know, and read things off of the map. Well, of course, we can't do that, so all of that has to speak. So
that's really cool.
I know exactly where I am, what street number I'm on, what the next intersection is, which way I'm facing, how fast I'm going, what altitude I'm at.
I love it. Hey, Gil, just hang on for a sec. We got to go to a break right now, but we have so many questions more to ask you. I want you to talk about the transportation on your local bus system, because our dogs aren't allowed on buses, but it's really interesting what you've been doing locally. And anyone who has a question, if you've ever wanted to ask somebody with a guide dog, how do you do this and what about that? And, you know, getting around. I mean, Gil, nothing stops him. He gets around more than most of us. So
ask away, Tracy.
Ask away. 888-627-6008. We'll be right back after this break. Waruva is a privately owned company that makes pet food in a human food facility. So it's good enough for you to eat. All the flavors of Waruva, Cats in the Kitchen, and their more economical BFF, Best Feline Friend brands are great for finicky little dogs and choosy cats, especially those you're trying to transition away from dry foods, which Waruva chooses not to make because carbohydrates are inappropriate for an obligate carnivore, and they believe your pussycat deserves to eat as well as you do. This show is also supported by the pheromone products Feelaway for cats and Adaptil for dogs. Pheromones are chemical communicators that are a natural signal of comfort in your pet's brain. Adaptil can help with problems like separation anxiety in dogs, and Feelaway diffusers can reduce problems in a multi-cat household. Veterinary behaviorists often recommend Feelaway and Adaptil as stress relievers to solve behavior problems. Pheromones can help adopted cats and dogs make the adjustment to their new home and comfort young puppies and kittens who have just left their litters. Look for Feelaway and Adaptil at RadioPetLady.com, where you can buy them from Dr. Sean's online store, PetCareNaturally.com. This show is also brought to you by Nordic Naturals for people and their pets. Research shows that even the best diets are deficient in the essential fatty acids found in their omega-3 oils. Nordic Naturals uses sustainably sourced wild fish from healthy stocks with third-party testing to guarantee purity and freshness. Nordic Naturals Omega Pet products bring the same health benefits to the cats and dogs in your family when you add Nordic Naturals omega-3 fish oil to their bowls every day. We are back. Gil, we're going to ask you to just hold on for a moment because we want to keep on talking about what it's like to have a guide dog to take you around, because that's truly a dog travel expert. We want to take a quick call from Carol, who's calling in on the run, on the road. Carol, welcome to Dog Travel Experts.
Hi, it's good to talk to you today.
And to you, are you headed out to Virginia tomorrow?
I'm not making it to Virginia tomorrow because I'm actually leaving the country right now on another trip.
You are? Where are you headed?
I'm headed to Rome. So
nice.
I'm going to be doing a little Italian holiday.
Nice. So did you have a question?
I do have a quick question, Gil. My profession is I'm a flight attendant on private jets. And
it's Carol from Sit and Stay Global.
Yes.
Carol, how cool. Forgive us. There's a Carol from Blog Pause, which is in Virginia tomorrow, and we thought you might be her, but we're thrilled to have you call. Gil, you're going to love this. This is the coolest business in the world.
I love it already.
So cool. Go ahead and ask your question, Carol. This is great.
Yeah, I'm a flight attendant on private jets, and I actually specialize in traveling with people who travel with their pets on the jet. And for years, I started out flying on commercial jets, though, as a flight attendant. And we didn't the only dogs we had in the cabin were pretty much service animals. And when I transitioned over and started flying on private jets, of course, we have plenty of pets. And I noticed that they didn't have any safety provisions for them, even though they wander around untethered in the cabin. And so I developed the first safety protocols for pets flying in cabins anywhere. And we use them all the time when I fly with pets now on private jets. And there's still nothing really for pets flying in commercial airlines, because most of the animals flying on commercial airlines have to be, you know, in a crate.
Right.
Because they have to be under 20 pounds. Now, of course, when you fly with Satch, Satch is 95 pounds. Satch is not going to be in a crate. Do you typically fly with Satch at the bulkhead?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But I found I found that a lot of the jets there, some of the bulkheads are really pretty limited. So that
yeah.
if it's one of the wider body ones that has one of the rows that are shortened to access the sliding door, I try to get that
right.
row, you know, where they all have, so that there's that wide open area there. That's actually the most.
Yeah.
But what kind of
safety measures, Carol, would it be important to think of for Satch? That's a really
good
question, because people can survive a
car.
I
started thinking back to the days when I had service animals on commercial jets, and of course you're looking for those wide open areas so Satch would be comfortable. And something that we never thought about, because I know when I was flying commercial, we hit clear air turbulence once, which means it's turbulence no one predicts.
Yes.
You being a pilot, you know all about this. And
oh,
I hit the ceiling of a 767. And
oh, my God,
no joy
Carol.
In that. That's a long way up. And,
wow.
So I give you that visual, and because there's no prediction of it coming, so you wouldn't have time to reach down and grab Satch. And Satch and I weigh about the same. you trust me on this. You go flying. And I just want to give you a suggestion, which I use on the private jets, and I'd like you to think about. We always use a tether system like we would use in a car. I'm going to use a brand name here because...
No, we're all into brands. It's good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because it's the only one that's DOT tested, and it's called the Rody Rough Rider Seat Harness for pets, and it's designed for them to use in the car, and it's very nice. It would be very nice even, you know, if you didn't have someone to assist you, Gil, it would be nice for a blind person to use, because it doesn't involve clasps and buckles.
Interesting,
it's a
Carol.
Harness.
What do you attach it to, though?
Well, on a commercial, on a private jet, we attach it to a seatbelt. But I thought through how to use it on a commercial jet for a service animal, and I would use a chain with a carabiner and attach it to. You know that luggage restraint at the bottom of your seat or your metal seat leg that goes down to the floor?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they have a tether on it. They have a tether you get as well that's about 2 feet long. So Satch would be able to move away from you and sit up and lie down and turn around just like he does now. what he wouldn't be able to do is fly off and hit the ceiling.
Wow.
Or God forbid, That's a great idea, Carol.
Why would you say a chain? Why couldn't you use a nylon with one of those, you know, plastic clip togethers like you use for horses?
Because the G-forces we're talking about on an aircraft, in the event of an emergency, it simply wouldn't hold on to the dog.
No kidding.
Yeah. I hate to tell you.
But, you know,
how did you do, Carol? You must have had much worse than a concussion. I mean, you're lucky to be here.
Yeah.
Could have broken your neck.
Fortunately, when it happened to me, it was 25 years ago, and not 2 months before that, it had happened to another flight attendant who ended up breaking her neck, and it made such an impression on me that the minute I left the floor, I got my hands up above my head. I was afraid of hitting my head.
Smart. So you just had a reflex that came. Of course, Satch wouldn't know to do that. You know, this is really amazing advice, Gil. It would never have occurred to me that he actually,
you don't have
to crash the plane.
I've actually thought about this, and usually, you know, he stretched out right in front of me, and I always put my feet over against the bulkhead above him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, you know, whether I could hold him or not, you know, if you got a good one, you know, an E-ride type one, I don't know if I could hold him, but it would be interesting.
You know what we could do?
I can do in an emergency, in turbulence, but if there was an accident... No, you wouldn't be able to hold on to him if there was an accident.
No, I know.
So here's
the thing, Carol. Accidents are so often survivable.
Rody Rough Rider, would you send us like the name of the company? I'll see if they might even give one to Gil.
I will.
I'm all about freebies, and people always love a well-traveled blind guy
and
a gorgeous
dog. And I'll beta test
it,
because that's what I do.
Because I guess Satch is wearing a harness.
I'll send you the information on it. It's not a bad idea to travel with a flotation device, too, just in case you ever end up in the drink. Because
oh, my goodness.
Right.
What about oxygen?
I actually have that.
You do have a flotation device?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you're a pilot, so you know darn well that accidents happen. I mean... We all think that it only happens to someone else, but you and Carol know from experience it could happen to anybody. And until you have a flotation device, now we have to get you this safety harness. It's a great idea, Carol. What a clever idea. Rody Rough Rider. Cool. Yeah. And the only
and
one that's passed the DOT.
I have a little GPS locator device that I clip on his collar when we travel.
Wow.
I love that.
I can see where he is from where I am.
Mm-hmm. That's so
great. I can't
great.
See it, but I know because it gives me the information.
I need that.
That's really cool.
Well, do y'all know? I was going to ask you if the oxygen mask dropped down on a plane, can that be fitted to a dog's face, or should you have? I wouldn't think that it could. I would think it'd be like the ones that the firemen, they carry special ones
for the dogs.
Right. No, I figured out a way to do that. I actually, years ago, I had one of the flight attendants give me, you know, the demo unit that they use.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And I figured out a good way to do that. And they say, you're not supposed to share. Well, you better believe I'd be sharing unless there was an empty seat next to me, and
that's
he'd be
right up
in the seat.
That's right.
No. Here's another piece of information that they never tell you during the demo. At every row of seats on the airplane, there is an extra mask, and that's because the minute the mask drops, you only have a flight attendant up in the aisle only has, you know, depending on the altitude you're at, you may only have 10 seconds to grab a mask and get it on your face.
Right.
So, you know, you don't know where a flight attendant may be
that's
in the cabin.
Right.
So at every row of seats, there is
I'll
an extra
be darned.
Mask. Every set of seats. So if there are
that's
three seats, there are four masks are going to drop.
That, no, no, it's, if they're, it's really for the flight attendant. So Satch and the flight attendant will have to duke it out. She's saying that for every three seats, there's a fourth extra because the flight attendant could be in the aisle. She's trying to help people. But she's got to be sucking oxygen, too, to stay alert.
Oh,
and alive.
And that's why they'll only allow one child per set of seats as well.
Oh,
because
I'll
only
be
one
darned.
Extra man is going to drop.
Oh, okay.
That's why they won't allow two lap children in a set of seats. Not to be mean, but because there won't be that enough oxygen mass dropping there.
Right.
God,
so,
it's making me so nervous. It's like everyone listening is like, here's a, six more reasons not to go on an airplane. And I'm like the world's most relaxed traveler. Of course, you know, my poor dogs had to go in the belly of the plane, which was enough to make me have to drink 17 vodkas. I, you know, I was convinced that they had put them on the plane. They were loose out of the crate. I mean, Sit and Stay Global, your company is so cool. She is the flight attendant nanny for the dogs on the flight. But then when the rich people arrive in Saint-Tropez, guess who gets to hang with the dog is Carol. Walks the dog, gets room service for the dog, buys a, you know, a $400 Hermes collar for the dog.
I do. Well, people take nannies along for their kids so that they can enjoy their location, and more their pets are their kids. So they're taking me along. But,
I think it's the coolest business. It's really sweet, huh? It's a great business. Carol, we are so thrilled to hear from you. We're so thrilled to have you as a special friend of the show. Nobody is a better dog travel expert than you. You are the woman who knows all this stuff. And if anybody listening is in a position to be on a private plane, even if it's not yours, maybe if somebody you know has invited you on a private plane and they wouldn't mind having your dog, then they definitely need to have Carol Sit and Stay Global on board. That way it won't bother the rich person who actually owns the plane. Carol will make everything all right. No whining from
Gil,
the dog.
I'm glad you've thought through so much for wonderful Satch. He's going to be a great companion for you. And get in touch with me if you want more tips. But you've already thought through a lot of it. He's a lucky dog.
Well, we're going to have you come back another time and tell us more tips in general because, I don't know, some of these things also relate to cars. You know, not exactly, but some of them. And it's all really great advice. I love it. Carol, you have a really safe trip. Where's the next place you're going, by the way?
Tomorrow I'm heading off to Rome, but it's just for a couple days, just enough to tease me and but get some good food.
Oh, my God. Just to Rome. Uh-huh. And what's the dog that you're babysitting?
I'm going with a dog named Sammy, and he's going to show me the sights. And, you know, my job is to keep him out of the Trevi Fountain.
I love it. And what kind of dog is Sammy?
Sam's a lab, and so he's going to be trying for the Trevi Fountain. So
All I can tell you is I lived in Rome and my dog Roma was with me, the greatest park on the planet. It buries anything in England. Of course, in those days, you couldn't bring your dog to England at all. But the Borghese Gardens in the heart of Rome are these wild,
love the Borghese Gardens.
Oh, my God. Oh. And it's full of fountains, and she used to get in them just to cool off her paws, and the owners will never know. Take a towel from the hotel. He's going to be so happy that Sammy. Oh, my God, what heaven. I'd rather be in the Borghese Gardens with a dog than in a fancy restaurant. It's such a joy. Oh, Carol, what a life. Paris, I think I'm jealous.
Doesn't that sound great?
It sounds to heaven.
Carol, you've got to come back on and tell us all about it.
You got to come back on. We want to know what happened with Sammy and Rome. We want to know everything. Buon viaggio. Have a safe journey.
And let's hope we don't see me on CNN tomorrow running through the Trevi Fountain behind a desk.
Yes, trying to get Sammy out while the Pope is watching or something. Have a safe and marvelous trip. What fun. I would trade places with you in a heartbeat. Have a great time. Have a good night.
All right, cheers, and best of luck to you,
Gil. Thanks a lot, Carol.
Thank you so much. Those are great pieces of advice. Gil, you hang on. We're going to go to another break. When we come back, we must chew over what Carol told us. What cool advice. We'll be right back after this quick break. And if any of you has a question for Gil or a comment, 888-627-6008. We'll be right back. VaxaCheck wants to know, are you worried about the harmful side effects of over-vaccinating your dog, but is your vet worried whether your dog still has protection from previous vaccinations? VaxaCheck is a new blood titer test done right in your vet's office that shows whether your dog has immunity to the deadly core diseases and needs revaccination or not. VaxaCheck should be used on puppies to confirm whether their puppy shots really worked. Shelters should use VaxaCheck on new arrivals to separate healthy dogs from unprotected ones. VaxaCheck for your dog's safety and your peace of mind. And VaxaCheck for cats is coming soon. This show is brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Read the ingredients on the label of your own dry dog food. Can you identify what's in there? Halo uses real meat in their kibble, no rendered byproducts, chicken meal, or chemicals. The company emphasizes giving back by making donations to shelters through freekibble.com because Halo believes less fortunate felines and canines deserve great nutrition too. Halo is a private company partly owned by Ellen DeGeneres, where they are genuinely dedicated to keeping your pet happy and healthy inside and out. Precious Cat Litter is privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose litters are designed to appeal to kitties and protect their health. His renowned Catatrack litter has a blend of herbs which entice cats into the litter box. Respiratory Relief Litter is low dust for pussycats with asthma, which makes it healthy for people and other pets in the family too. And there are special litters for long-haired and senior cats as well. Precious Cat donates litter to shelters and rescues across the country. We're back. You're listening to Dog Travel Experts, and our number is 888-627-6008. We are sharing such interesting anecdotes and stories and advice with Gil, whose guide dog Satch takes him everywhere. Gil, just a quick word about the Honest Kitchen. They're offering a special offer, $5 off a first order to anyone who listens to Radio Pet Lady Network. You just put Dog Talk 5 in the code box at checkout. Talk just briefly about what it's like to have a 95-pound dog who would probably be 125 pounds if you were feeding something else, I think.
Well, no, he's not fat at all. He's very muscular, very
yes.
trim. I mean, he's 95 pounds of muscle, so he'd weigh 150 if he was, you know.
But, if he was on some other kind of diet instead of
right,
such a super healthy
right.
one.
Well, no, the Honest Kitchen really, solved a huge problem because all of a sudden I was traveling and I would feed a mix of canned and kibble.
Yes.
And they wouldn't let me carry canned cat or canned dog food on as a carry-on, and I don't check a bag because I have a heck of a time finding it, you know. On
I'll
the
say, can you imagine?
So
you need a GPS
you know,
on the bag.
Now
so
what
that, what's great
yeah,
about
so
it, Gil,
it
is that
what it caused me to do was when I got there, then I had to look around, find a store, try to find the brand that I'm feeding and all of that. And it was just a major hassle. And you put me together with Lucy, and who owns the company, and it just solved everything. So he's a THK dog.
I
still do.
I love it.
Combination.
The thing that's really nice is I reached out to her parents and I said, you know, Gil is an older gentleman. You'd never know it to meet him or hear him, but he's on a fixed income. He just lost his beloved young dog to cancer and really concerned about nutrition because he learned a lot from listening to Dog Talk and just he wanted to know a lot. And I said, would you be willing to kind of sponsor Satch? And she said, absolutely. He'll be an Honest Kitchen dog forever and ever. And the miracle of traveling with the Honest Kitchen is a 5-pound bag of this dehydrated mix that has everything in it. It's a complete and balanced meal, turns into 40 pounds of food.
Yeah.
So, right.
You know, it's amazing and not that bulky and
it's
really
such
light.
Such high quality food,
yes.
too. I mean, it's
yes.
really
yeah,
nice.
Extremely.
Mm-hmm. You know, if anybody wants to try it themselves, they just put Dog Talk 5 in the code box if you're a first-time orderer at thehonestkitchen.com, and you'll see how cool the company is, how cool the website is, how cool the foods are. It's like nothing you ever fed before. Was Satch a little surprised because Pilot Dogs, you know that I tried to reach out to them to try to get
yeah,
them
I
to
know.
Use a better food, at least in my humble opinion, and they just
right.
feed only kibble of a brand that I'm not a giant fan of, not a big fan of the ingredients. But that's what Satch had grown up on. Was it a sort of a shock to him to get this? You don't know that it's green, but it's a kind of green porridge from all of the vegetables that are in it. Did he take right to
oh,
it?
Okay. No, no problem at all. Well, I phased him in. You know, we didn't just –
right.
it wasn't just
– yeah.
He started feeding him. but because I do feed Halo also.
Nice, nice. Me too.
And, no, it was no problem at all, and he really liked it. You know, I did have a little problem because I had gotten some, not the Honest Kitchen, but the other, the wet food that that they had before, and Evie didn't like it for some reason. But no, Satch lives on it. That's
nice.
His, the bulk of his diet.
Gil, have you traveled internationally with the Honest Kitchen?
Yes.
I wonder how the dehydrated
yes.
food, if there's any international customs problems.
I've never had a problem. I've never
that
had a
great.
Problem.
That's great. And I guess with wet food, you might have more of a problem bringing in,
yeah.
going through customs.
Right.
And also,
right.
Paris, think how much you need in quantity to
oh,
feed a guy that just, size if you're
yes.
away for more than, you know, 48 hours.
Right.
Gil, where are some of the places that you went with Evie that were kind of the furthest or the most exotic, and what about Satch?
Well, I'm actually not traveling quite as much as I did before, which is kind of a good thing and a bad thing. I kind of miss it, but I'm not traveling like I was, you know, frantically with Evie. But we traveled all over the United States and Canada. I didn't take her to England, as you know. We ran into a little issue.
Yes.
And,
they're not very welcoming.
You know,
no, it's hard.
No, and so I took my daughter, and I took a seeing eye tootsie when I went to England, and just because of the issue of they were going to force me to redo a rabies shot that had just been done, and I said, baloney, I'm not going to do it. And so I called Meg and said, you want to go to London? And she said, sure.
Yeah, that's,
and we had
that's
a great
not a hard
time.
Answer.
Yeah, but no,
talk
we've traveled
a little
all
bit about
never
the buses.
Had a problem of
talk
any
a little,
kind.
Gil, talk a little about the bus situation in your town and how the bus system was going to be shut down and how you were dependent on to get on those buses with Satch.
Yeah. Well, some good news. A week ago, this last Tuesday, was our election. And we got our buses back. I was co-chair of our committee, and we had an outstanding committee. And believe it or not, it passed with a 72% favorable margin. We never expected that.
So explain
we
what
did
this
a great
bus.
Job,
explain where you live and what the bus situation was.
Okay, I live in just outside of Toledo, Ohio. And we have a very good regional transit system here that our wise city fathers decided that we were paying too much for and wanted to get out of the system. And so they actually got the laws changed to allow them to get out of the system. And they voted out of the system and then came back in the next election with a alternate proposal, which also got defeated. And when that one got defeated, our bus system, our bus service went away here. And we have no other, you know, no other types of transportation here at all. And I was using it. I was using our, what they call a call ride, which is an on-demand system. I was using it at least 8 times a week because I go to the Y twice a week and, you know, and all of my trucking, I was getting around, I was doing it. Well, all of a sudden, this went away. And in order to get a cab out here, they charge either a $12 or a $15 premium to come out to Perrysburg, and then your fare on top of it. So you're looking at, you know, $25, $30 each way.
Unaffordable.
For a cab ride. So,
now, what about getting him on the
like
bus? What about going
kid.
On the bus with Satch? Was that physically easy for him?
Oh, yeah, he has no problem at all. He loved to ride the bus, absolutely loves to ride the bus. I always ride right behind the driver in the, you know, the seats that run parallel with the aisle so I can talk to the driver. And all of my dogs have always gone up and sat right next to the driver looking out the door.
Don't you love
they're
it,
helping. Paris?
The co-pilot. That's great.
Yeah, they're
you
helping.
Gotta love it.
That's
well,
great.
Gil, we're really thrilled to have you come on the show. Really thrilled to have people think about traveling with their dogs in a way they haven't thought of before. You know,
right.
Someone who absolutely has to travel with their dog, which is you, and has learned to navigate it so well. There are so many people now with different kinds of service dogs, genuine ones.
Right.
A lot of
right.
military people with post-traumatic syndrome kind of dogs.
I'm
very cross with people that fake it. And, you know, this is not even worth a
right.
long conversation, but I think, Paris, you know about these people, too.
I know.
Need their dog for emotional support. Hey, guess what? We all need our dog for emotional support, okay?
right.
And then they try and get, like, a little service jacket for the dog, all faked up. And the problem is that then people like Gil and people that are military people, people who really cannot function without their service dog, it may jeopardize their ability to
travel
with their dog or go into certain venues. So any of you out there
right.
that, you know, are trying to fake it, you better stop that right now. No
right.
dog travel with a dog that isn't totally essential to your well-being, which in Gil's case, Satch clearly is. And we just think it's great. I mean, we always think, gosh, the things we have to remember, like a water bowl. And meanwhile, you got to think of so many things. And I love that he has his own ID card for the airport. That's just a hoot. It's great.
Tracy,
Paris and I are going to look into what was it called again? Rody Rough Rider?
Rody Rough. Let's see. I wrote it down here.
Rody Rough Rider.
We're going to try and get you a Rody Rough Rider in the extra large size.
Well, I'll give you a report on it.
I would love to hear how that does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe that's something that
I
should use too, Paris, because Paris tethers her dogs in the car because she's a proper person. And me having
right.
three large dogs in the back of the biggest SUV you can sort of get that's affordable, I don't have them tethered. Two of them have terrible arthritis and can barely get up and down. But I'm thinking I should get a Rody Rough Rider and make the tether a little longer. It doesn't really matter. It's really that they not
right.
be flying, you know, against the back.
The
windshield or the back window either for that.
Well,
so we're going to see if we can get you one.
Our back seat, Satch has the whole back seat, and we've got one of those hammocks. And those things work really well, really well.
But that's
because
not
if
really.
If he does go forward,
really,
it's not, he's not. Yeah,
that's,
if he does go forward, he's not getting thrown on the floor and it actually would stop him unless he got flipped up. And
well, I think
the
truth is that you should have a really proper, high-quality, really past-the-test kind of harness, and the dog should either be tethered to the human
right.
seat belt or to a tether in the back. The hammock's
right.
good because then the dog doesn't fall on the floor.
Right.
I've certainly done that to my dogs before. But
right.
the important thing is it's probably for him so much a car as in the airplane. That just sounds so scary, hitting the roof of the airplane.
Yeah,
that does.
Gil,
right.
we've just loved talking to you. We're going to say goodbye and just say we really enjoyed learning more about what you and Satch are up to and just your great spirit of adventure. I think you're an inspiration to anyone else who wants to be a dog travel expert and follow in your paws.
Well, before I get off, I want to do a commercial because you're a wonderful lady. And for anybody who hasn't bought the dog Bible or the cat Bible that has a dog, you better do it now.
You're
adorable.
Gil and Satch say so.
Well, if Gil and Satch say
wonderful.
So, that's the way it's going to be. And Gil wears one of the last remaining Dog Talk baseball caps because that's how he gets attention when he goes to these meetings and says, I need my bus and I need my transportation. He's wearing a Dog Talk cap and they pay attention. I have a feeling it's Satch who makes them think if we don't shape up, that dog might come and tell us what for. Gil, you have
a
great night. Such a pleasure talking to you. We've invited your daughter Megan and the marvelous shelter group
right.
that she participates in to be a special friend
right.
of Dog Travel Experts. It's called CARE in Ohio, and so we're hoping that that'll work out.
No,
it's
in Evanston, Illinois.
Evanston, Illinois. What do I know? I don't know anything about geography. It's a vowel state.
But, yeah, and unfortunately, she had an evening meeting, and or she'd have been on here, I think.
Well, she'll be able to listen on podcasts, and any of your other family members or friends or colleagues or the GPS guy up in California, they can listen starting tomorrow to the podcast, and I hope that they'll enjoy it. You have a great night, Gil. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you, and best to Satch.
Best to Satch. Yeah, send us another photo. We posted that very dreamy photo of the two of you in the yard with this kind of angel light coming on. You've never seen the picture, but it's really cool. Send us another picture of you and Satch so that Paris can post it on dogtipper.com and make people cool. Send us another one. Okay,
I will. We will do that.
Terrific.
That'd be great.
Have a great night, and as they say, safe travels.
We'll do our darndest, and same to you. Good talking to both of you.
And you, Gil. Take care. We'll be right back to wrap up some other thoughts we may be having or have had right after this quick break. This show is brought to you by Vectra 3D for Dogs, a safe and effective topical anti-tick and flea treatment that you put on your dog's skin once a month to repel parasites with the newest technology. Vectra 3D creates a shield on your dog's skin that repels ticks and kills them fast and reliably for the entire month, while being safe for the people in your family. Older products do not last the full 30 days and only kill ticks that bite your dog, which can actually transmit the many tick-borne diseases. Vectra for cats and dogs who live where there are no ticks is the anti-flea topical treatment that kills all three life cycles of the flea. Vectra is only available from practicing veterinarians. To learn more and find out how your own vet can get the Vectra products, go to RadioPetLady.com. Support for this show comes from The Honest Kitchen, a family-owned company that makes dehydrated pet foods from 100% human-grade ingredients. Lucy at The Honest Kitchen knows that the least processed foods are the most nutritious and developed her unique foods based on this principle. The Honest Kitchen's all-natural, clean, safe products can assist dogs and cats with chronic health issues like itchy skin, ear infections, and digestive problems, which are often linked to a diet of poor quality or highly processed ingredients. Just add water to the dry mix to create a fresh, warm, healthy meal for your cat or dog. Go to RadioPetLady.com to call The Honest Kitchen for a free consultation about which recipe is right for your pet and to get free samples. You are listening to Dog Travel Experts. We're coming to the wind-up of the show, but we'd love to have you call if you're out there and have any kind of a question about traveling with your dog, any dog question at all. We can field it for you. 888-627-6008. Paris, you are headed off to Virginia tomorrow to the Marvelous Blog Paws Conference. Can you explain to people what that is? People that might have a little blog about pets and might be curious to know what is Blog Paws.
Definitely. This is the fifth Blog Paws, and I've been to all five now.
Wow.
Tomorrow. And yes, it's an annual event. For pet writers and pet bloggers, there will be bloggers, there will be brands there, some representatives from pet brands. And, you know, there are sessions about social media, things that you need to know, FTC rules, copyright, all kinds of things like that. So I'm really looking forward to it. There'll be about, I think, between 400 and 500 people attending. So it's quite a large conference. It's really grown.
It's surprising how many people are writing about pets. And, of course, there's a lot of companies that have a website and they want to hook into the blogosphere and they want to hook in to, you know, search engine optimization and how to reach the hearts and minds of people like our listeners. And it'll be great to have you there, Paris, because dogtipper.com and cattipper.com are such an important and unique space that they hold in the blogosphere, because you keep everybody up to date on everything that's happening, and it's always good news. You know, a celebrity doing an adoption thing or a great contest or a giveaway. And I think you really are. It's no wonder you've been to every single one, because you started the idea of Dog Tipper and Cat Tipper before anyone really thought of blogging as a business or as a, you know, as a place that people really needed to have someone they could trust for information and advice. And Dog Tipper and Cat Tipper do that. So it'll be great to have you there, you know, with people that have small blogs and are just learning to turn to you for advice. And I know there's a lot of talks being given about how to turn a blog into a book and things that I probably give people a lot of hope that I'm not sure that their dreams will be fulfilled. But anyway, it gives them a chance to explore possibilities, right?
It does. You know, and everyone's goals are different. Some people want to just kind of chronicle the life of their pet. Some people might want to get word out about adoptable pets, or they're really into one one breed of dog or cat. You know, they really want to explore that one subject matter, or maybe some type of niche, you know, deaf dogs, or, you know, just all kinds of different niche blogs. So it's very interesting to see how everybody takes the topic of pets and kind of spins it into their own special interest.
You're right. It's true. And some of the special friends of some of the other shows on Radio Pet Lady Network, like Robin at Covered in Cat Hair, Stacy Mantle, Pets Weekly, we have a lot of special friends on different shows, and they all have blogs. They all have a website that for many of them is an actual business, and for other people it's just a passion. So blogpaws.com, if you are that person, it's probably a little short notice to go tomorrow, but it's something that we should all keep our eyes and ears open for. I know Paris will be writing about it afterwards. So dogtipper.com and cattipper.com will have all kinds of news from there. And I know next week on the show, Paris, you'll fill us in on whatever we absolutely need to know that we can be in the know first, right?
I will. We're going to have lots of photos and video. And also, if you're not attending, they're going to be live streaming the keynotes and I think the closing ceremony. So you can get online and see it live streaming. So that's fun, I think. Plus, we'll be live tweeting from the event. So that's always fun.
Excellent. It's been a wonderful night. You have safe travel. Everybody, travel safe, whether you're with or without your dogs. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye for listening. Thanks so much for listening. Bye for now.